That's just gross.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU podcast. Like my new hairdo, man, I just touched it up a little bit today.
It's
Guy Fieri. I know, right? I'm gonna get myself a convertible now, dude. It should be something interesting this year. And of course, guys, this is not a costume. This is what he looks like every day. Legend, welcome back to Chudu Podcast. We are in a great mood. Halloween tomorrow. If you're listening, if you're watching live, Halloween tomorrow. If you're listening to this,
and then Christmas after that.
Oh, dude, man, fucking Mariah Carey slowly thawing out. Thawing out right now. But first of all, I want to give thanks to everybody who tuned in last week for the You Horror episode. A lot of fun. I actually got to sit down and saw the actual Santa Jaws.
Oh, okay.
Never going to the pool for the next 5 years. especially during Christmas. Now, but other than that, guys, great episode last week. Had a lot of fun on the show. This week is going to be interesting. We are moseying back to the good old wrestling action down here in the RGB. We got some special guests with the one, plus he's here all the fucking time. You know who's there. You know who that is. If you hear a squeak, exactly.
Not yet,
at least. But let's do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today on the podcast, we have Christopher Delta and Armando El Cacahuate Reyes in the podcast. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the pod, man.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're the first time here.
First time here.
Woo, popping the cherry.
First, I popped my concert cherry with Mini Kiss, and now to
no
this,
way!
Yeah, I've never been to a concert before other than Mini Kiss this year.
Dude, that was an awesome concert. Yeah. I was actually there for that concert. That was freaking awesome, dude.
I had to be on my knees to enjoy that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
what concert was that?
Sounds like a Mondo That's Friday night.
What concert was that?
That was Mini Kiss, man, at the Landmark. Landmark.
That's
where
I was on my knees,
dude.
Their level.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Man.
It was
probably that one. Still taller than them.
Yeah, I actually sat on the ramp and I was literally still taller. I was like, "Holy shit, this is totally wrong, but it feels so right." But anyway, man, welcome to the show. I know we want to start first of all where you grew up. How you got into the wrestling business, and you know what inspired you to jump in that category of entertainment, man. So, fire away, man. All cylinders, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I grew up in Rio Grande City, far, far away from here. Like, it is dirt over there. There's nothing there. We don't always have to drive all the way to McAllen because there's nothing good over there.
Okay, show a little respect to your city, buddy.
The city where it really snows.
Artificial snow.
Artificial snow.
All we have for entertainment was a theater, Walmart, and the border to see whoever jumps over. It was
what more do you need?
And the Whataburger.
Whataburger.
That's the only good food there. Oh, shit. I know. You got, go ahead. So yeah, you grew up in Rio Grande and Rio Grande City, and then what happened? What's
Rio
going
Grande
on?
Rio Grande City, been there for about 22 years until I finally moved out to here in Edinburgh for university, for school.
Okay, that's all right.
Big city.
Yeah. Look at that. I had to be the one to actually use my brain in this entire valley.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
A lot of smart people in the valley. So I decided to be the actual outlier.
Oh, shit.
Diamond in the Russ, I like to say.
Mind you, all right there, buddy?
I think that rock really hit me. I'm going to be stepping up.
So now you're going to school out here. So what made you come in right into the wrestling thing, man? I mean, what admired you to go in there? Or did you check it out and say, you know what, let me give this a shot?
I mean, I've been watching wrestling my whole life. I mean, like, everyone could say that. Mm-hmm. Everyone can say that statement. I've been watching it their whole entire lives. But I'm saying it better because it's me. I'm Delta. I say everything better. But I don't know. What really got me into it is really just watching WWE Monday Raw. Mm-hmm. That's really it. I was not an old head like all of y'all. No offense.
Gee, thanks, bro.
Sorry.
I don't like where this interview's going already.
Listen, listen, you told me to come to this interview about... Around like 6'7". I don't know what y'all want me to do.
Well, you're giving management over there a headache right now.
No.
We're not going there.
We don't need to.
Oh shit! So you got your watch your wrestling. So who kind of admired you when you were watching wrestling? Who was your main guy? Who was your go to guy?
I didn't have a main guy, but I did have like a top five.
All right.
Let's go by the order. Right now, their name, Claudio Castagnoli.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, Timothy Thatcher, and Zack Sabre Jr.
Wow, dude. And you say these names. The cool thing about it, you're saying these names, and you can see the attitude coming out on you right there, bro. That's awesome. Yeah. I can see
probably,
the attitude.
Probably knew Dolph Ziggler. I don't know where they're from.
Well,
you
don't watch wrestling. Right? Yeah,
I do watch wrestling, just the fact that I'm...
How many years have you been in this place?
In this business?
Yes, yes.
It's in 1991.
Not here. I don't know how long. No. You probably come in and come out. That's why there's white pillows out there.
In the business, 31 years.
31
years. 31 years in the business.
And you didn't know four of the other guys I listed.
Nope.
God, you're uncultured.
Well, I'm old fashioned. I'm still old style from the 80s. We're talking Bruiser
Brooks, Anderson, love this.
Anderson Brooks, all those guys, you know, from Southwest Championship Wrestling,
right.
NWA, big, you know, old time.
Yeah, old school. Yeah.
It's WWE, bro.
WWE, I love watching it.
At the time, it was no clause or copyright. Teddy was WWF.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I didn't watch it. So all that in the past never happened.
It never happened. Wow. I like this kid's attitude, man.
But WWE, the only reason I actually watch it now more is basically for the reason that Stephanie McCare.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Penta.
Right.
Dragon Lee.
Majority of the ones you mentioned are all here the
AAA. They're from AAA, which I have actually had the honor to actually work with those guys.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
I've actually had the honor, and I have pictures with them. That's how.
There you go.
You know, but I used to actually referee a lot of their matches, and now when I see them there, you know, like, wow. Because a lot of people actually are there because they've earned it.
Yeah.
Because I gave them that spot.
There you go. Oh, I think there's a knock at the door. No, there's a... Oh, my gosh. No, so, I mean, so at that moment, you know, watching wrestling growing up, you're seeing the momentum happening. Now, what kind of urges you the way to go into the actual wrestling entertainment business? I mean, going into being in the ring itself, doing what you do now.
It was only when I was 20 years old because I never really, like, I don't explore. I'm very uncultured except for this generation slang, yeet. But...
That was going on the reel.
You forgot to say the code. Four words.
One word. I'm getting all over this face right now. I'm too happy.
Right. Don't bring in the black light. But go on.
We took it out for Martin.
So,
took it out for Martin.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank God for Martin. By the way, big shout out to Martin. Welcome back. I know you were doing your thing right now on a theater. Welcome back, man. Did an awesome job this past Sunday. So welcome back to New Breed Wrestling. But so
he was doing
back on talking.
Back on topic.
I never really explored. I didn't have no idea there was independent promotions here in the Valley at all. So all I knew in the world was WWE, and that's it. Maybe NXT.
Okay,
that's when I was exploring my boundaries. That's it.
Right.
But I did do I did 4 years of varsity of amateur wrestling in high school.
Oh, awesome. Dude. That's good. That's good.
So that's where I dragged a lot of my in-ring experience from.
There you go.
But yeah, I had no idea. I did some college, and it was until my mom's friends who said, hey, well, my son is actually wrestling for Danny Chance and New Breed wrestling. And
right.
And I heard that your son is a crack at it for WWE.
Right.
So he wants to go try it out because I know he is like at that time, a very scrawny, anorexic twink.
Wow. Shots are being fired left and right.
That's what I really love about this guy. He's very outspoken.
Very? Really? Is very enough word for that?
He recognizes talent for sure.
Vocal talent. Wait till Sunday.
There we go. So you head out there, you go to this promotion, you start training straight through there?
Yeah.
Start training. How long before you get your first match?
For me, about a year. For me, it was about a year.
Ladies.
Sorry, I'll see you. I'll see you. Thank you.
It's all for you.
It's
all for you.
What's going on, Balomar Cortez? What's going on, buddy? Here.
Oh,
yeah, so, yeah, Mother's right there.
I don't know how many people happy with that tone action.
Well, it's mostly dudes watching, so it's okay. Keep going. So go ahead, man. So you get in there, you start doing the whole deal.
Training, yeah. Actual things that you have to do in order to become a professional wrestler. And I can say thank you, Danny Chance. You are one of the great mentors, great teachers.
There you go. You
taught me majority of all I know. And shout out to all the other coaches as well. I'm not going to forget all of y'all. I'm not going to look out for any one of y'all. No, only Danny. No, I'm not that type of guy. I had numerous coaches helping me, guiding me before I debuted. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, you got
now you created a scammer, so F y'all.
Yeah. I got,
so now everyone has to pay for the scammer.
I got Sean saying here, Rebel Deals. There you go. That's what he's saying right here.
Yes.
But you get into the ring. Tell us a little bit about your first match, man. I mean, I know I've had a couple of wrestlers in here talk about their first match. At the first, they're kind of nervous. They want to go in and make a statement. And then some are like, you know what, let me just get through this first one, then slowly, gradually build my character up, build my entourage of fans up. So, I mean, take us a little bit through your first actual match. Who was it with?
My first match was against Pete Payne.
Oh,
as green as I was and as nervous as I was, you can believe how much of a train wreck that was for me.
Dude. Why is it Pete always breaking in the new talent, man?
Because he's a bully. He's a bully, that's why.
Oh, Pete. He's
you
a
need
dick.
To check this
he's
guy a... out and prepare. Okay, I think this guy has it, so I'm going to plan a coffin match in the future for that guy.
There you go.
He's a coffin match genius. That's all he is.
Just one.
The only problem with him is that he does a coffin match. He actually makes them precise. He doesn't know that there's other people that are different size.
He does it his size, and it's going to be a one-size-fit-all for everyone else.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is pretty smart in a way.
You can probably fit like 10 people in there, man.
Hey, no, I didn't say that, Pete. I'm just letting you know.
I said it. Simple as that.
Hold on. Say it to the camera.
True New Podcast loves you, Pete.
We had nothing to do with that statement. I had nothing to do with that statement.
Let's go there.
You know what? I was hearing that a lot this past Sunday.
What does it mean?
You know what?
I'm a white pinto bean. I'm the whitest Mexican you will ever see. I don't know a lick of Spanish.
Okay, you know, in reality, that came from the Mexican soccer fans.
Yeah, well, that chant in particular.
That chant actually came... This came, I don't know how many years back. We're talking years back.
Yeah.
Where the Mexican soccer fans will go to the stadium when the Mexican soccer team will play any other team.
Yeah.
As soon as the goalie would actually kick off the from his area.
Yeah.
They would chant that.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he kicked off. Puto. They would say that. That's where that chant came from.
And then FIFA banned that in particular chant. He goes, any team that uses that chant will automatically forfeit the game.
What happened first was the fact that they actually told the fans, I remember that, we'll just go a little bit on that.
Yeah.
FIFA actually told the
the administration from the Mexican soccer team.
Yeah.
If your fans actually do that one more time, your fans are going to be banned.
Malos, cabrón.
So what happened? They thought that it was BS.
Yeah.
They decided to do it.
Yep.
So what happened on the following game?
Mexico played without any fans.
And the funny thing about it that they were playing in Mexico.
Oh, San Antonio.
That's right. El Estadio Azteca.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but there's nobody in the stands.
John Cena kind of situation.
Yeah.
They were there, but they couldn't see him.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going back to Delta. You're going to bring to basically sending a goat to a sacrifice to Pete. Give us a little insight when you're in there with Pete.
A blow-by goat.
Yeah.
We've seen the weak sweat, right?
Yeah. We've been doing this from the fucking beginning.
Okay.
I got raped.
Okay, well, and we'll censor that one out.
Remember,
you've been.
We are on the air. You cannot use the word shit, fuck, stupid, anything like that. Okay.
Can you repeat it again?
Okay. You cannot use any words like shit, fuck, bitch, or anything like that, whore, anything like that. You cannot use those.
I'm sorry, I'm blind. My ears aren't working. Can you do it again?
Okay. I'm blind. Go on, man. So you're in.
Use the word.
You're in there with Pete. He's knocking the crap out of you left and right in the ring.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But in a loving way.
In a loving, very loving way. So, I mean.
First match almost ended because I took a nasty chop. Nothing to say against Pete, but I took a nasty chop and I landed in the back of my head.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And this was a time before I even had an identity for myself. Like my first debut, I came out because I was fresh. I had no money at that time. So. My salesman persona had a fedora on. If you can remember that, you can go back. I had a gray fedora or a brown fedora. Mm. I had my briefcase, a.k.a. A lunchbox that was spray-painted black from a Disney lunchbox, a Disney princess lunchbox that I spray-painted black.
Nice.
Go on. I'm sorry, dude.
I had it tied on my chest the whole match. I had the fedora on the whole match. Every time I get chopped out, I would crawl, try to put the hat back on.
Yeah.
Those are my golden peak ages.
Oh, my gosh.
Believe me, I would laugh when I would see this guy come out because I would referee a lot of his at the beginning when I started with New Breed.
Mm-hmm.
This guy would actually come out like that when I would referee his matches. I would be like, okay.
This is different.
I was like, I couldn't stand, I couldn't have a serious face. I was basically laughing.
Right.
But it was great.
It was nothing to plan out to be stupidly funny. It's just I try to be serious and I just look
stupid.
And I decided to rock a man bun, so that did not look.
Oh, bad. Gosh, here we go.
You was asking for it.
Asking for it, man.
So for a good year, before I sadly had to tag up with Alberto Vega, we had to face NOP for about almost half the year until the blow-off feud in a hardcore horror show like 2-3 years ago.
Right.
Where I got put through a table, sadly.
Mm.
Yeah.
For the first time.
It's okay, man. Let it out.
You mean a pocky?
What do you mean?
I'm a pocky. Jesus. I'm eating it because it's the size of your pectoral right now.
Jesus Christ. Antonio Fresco Espinosa saying what's up Delta. He's saying what's up Mando Reyes.
Hey, a big shout out to Antonio. I actually want to thank him once again. He actually this was an honor for the invitation that he actually gave me to go to his daughter's ceremony graduation.
Oh, awesome, dude. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I wasn't
expecting
it, but Tony, again, thank you so much, brother. Thank
you
so much, man.
There you go, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That was awesome. So after the match, was there any words of advice from your from Pete along the way after that first match?
Slow the F down.
He has a lot of me.
Can I borrow a couple of pounds?
just a sweater.
So then after
you're cutting like one of those beans from the fucking restaurant.
Go ahead, Delta. I know you want to say something. I know you want to say something.
Let me cut a piece of that meat and put it in my biceps. You look like Amado.
size of peaches anyways. So every time we get Mando here he always gets singled out by every single wrestler.
The only one that I basically didn't get too much singled out with by Kike Caballero, you know.
Yeah,
with him it was more serious, but
right. Yeah,
man, well, I got
the off-brand cowboy.
The off-brand cowboy.
Oh my gosh,
not a real cowboy.
Oh my god, I feel about to start. I got Antonio saying here, Delta, share a pic of you wearing the fedora. And I got Ruben and I saying, howdy, Charlie Man. That was a beautiful moment Sunday night where Frank yelled out, Charlie, what did the five fingers say to the face? Smack! That was the most beautiful moment of the whole night. That was just classic, man. It was awesome. But so Pete's telling you need to slow down.
Yeah.
Gain some weight.
Yeah.
Did you take that into every serious note?
I only did slow down. I have not gained any weight.
There you go.
Maybe replace some of the weight with muscle, but that's it. I've been in the same stable weight since the beginning.
Yeah, and I got Marty saying here, and you're the salesman from the car lot at the Pulga Delta. who's your manager? Broco 956? Chingao.
She's no longer La Vivi 956. No, she's the Selena 956.
Oh, God. Get over it. Let's not even go there, man. So the year goes out. The whole year goes out. You start making a little bit of a name for yourself.
Yeah.
Now what changes the attitude to what it is now? What made you? Because, I mean. It's really just
over time. Just getting into confidence in
myself. Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, what got you into that in particular point where you're like, you know what? Screw this shit. I am who I am. I'm going to speak my mind. And who the hell cares what anybody else thinks? So, I mean, what was that? What was that turning point?
I honestly have no idea. I think it was just a switch that I never had in me because I was really a quiet kid back in high school. I mean, I already said I was an anorexic twink. So you better expect I was a quiet kid.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I was tuckered in my shell, did not do anything. But tuckered in my shell, no, I had like a full turtle poking out. That's not normal. He was not hiding down there. I'm a tripod.
All right, bro. That's a lot of confidence and cockiness there, buddy.
I'm about to step out.
Well, don't trip on my tripod.
You go imitate. You say Mari saying Vega was holding him back. I got also Jose Martinez saying fun fact, Delta can do a backflip 300 times in the air. And Delta has the dog in him. All right. I don't know what the hell that means, but okay.
A lot of people have made that comment
that I got the dog.
That Vega was actually holding you back.
What actually Chihuahua probably, you know.
That's a good question. I was going to ask also, do you feel the turning point of this whole aspect of your attitude now was the point when you finally cut ties with Vega?
Yeah, just simple as that.
God damn.
Yes, I
hated Vega for all my whole life.
I didn't have to be like a meathead. I just need to be simple, straight to the point. Yes. My whole time with Vega, teaming with Vega, being with Amando, no offense, Amando, but I was never really given the opportunity to talk on the mic. It was really just Vega and Amando controlling the crowd while I'm the gimmick, I'm the salesman, I am the brand, now I'm the dealer, so they're going to use my aspects and run with it, run the scams while I'm really just there as a face.
Oh, I got you.
So I never really got to speak my mind, do what I really want to say, be an actual salesman. Because a salesman, I had to tape up my whole mouth that time.
Is this an intervention on Mondo tonight?
I'm not taking any offense, and I'm not getting upset about it because he is speaking, mm-hmm. you know, basically his mind and all that.
Not opinions, facts.
No, yeah, he is stating facts and all that.
Yeah, so it's your fault, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have me back.
I held you back?
Yeah.
How did I hold you back?
Bro, God, here
you're blinding me with your bald head.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to say it in Spanish. Como dijimos los mexicanos. Ya, ¿eh? Ya se habían tardado con esa mamada.
Hijo de su. And he goes, I got a Jose Martinez saying, Brick likes Twinkies. And I got another one, Antonio, saying, eat some cheese for to gain some weight, Delta, for God's sakes.
I am lactose intolerant, so you can shove that cheese right up there.
And then we said that, and you say, ay, caliente.
Ay, inglés, por favor. We're in America.
I can see where this is going, man. Yeah. I see the attitude change on that, man. That's crazy. So, on your own now.
Yeah.
No, no management. Are you by yourself completely?
Currently by myself with my own bought out personal insurance, my security insurance to make sure I win every single match. Security that I handpicked from the training facility, trainees that I saw a lot of potential, and I decided to bring them under my wing. And I'm not going to disclose any names, mm-hmm. but I gave them my own personal names that I dress them by. Three individuals, Smalls, the biggest guy there.
Okay.
The brute force, Vivica. And the guy that looks a little bit like me, but a little bit darker like me, Top Lights. Those are the three guys and gal. I can't. Oh, I mean, she fights like a guy. She's not afraid of women.
Get there right. You go.
Wow. That's a kill. Thank you.
And I read that wrong. Sorry, you said this is ya caete. They see, and actually, I have Jose Martinez saying Cacahuate turns on Delta and then teams up with Vega as his Paul Heyman.
Okay, who said
wow,
that?
Wow, this is Jose Martinez.
Jose Martinez. Okay, Jose, I am going to tell you one thing about that comment that you just put, and I'm going to make it very clear. There's no freaking way in hell I would ever team with that SOB. Never.
I'm going to swear in this person podcast.
Never. Mm-hmm. You want to know the truth? Because on a personal no matter, I hate the guy.
There
on a personal
go.
Matter, I hate the guy.
There you go.
So don't even think about it. The only reason that you haven't seen me there on Delta side at New Breed,
mm-hmm.
which we're going to go back to a little bit, which is this is going to be a realistic situation. Mark, you know about this, Delta? You know about it?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's more my health issues.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I do have to now take care of myself more.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do I miss being in on his corner? Absolutely.
Right.
I miss being on his corner a lot. I miss, you know, giving him advice, doing everything that I can as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Will I come back? Only God will knows. That's mm-hmm. it. Only God will know if I will come back or not. You know, but hey, if I'm watching him on his matches, I'm watching him there. And basically the first thing I always do is basically pray for him to make sure that the way he comes out inside the ring, he comes out.
You gotta have a jacked up body.
Yeah, you have.
I have way too many injuries. No, not that.
You know. You know, and all that. But a lot of people ask that. Have always asked that question. Okay, why did you guys turn on that particular individual? In reality, they don't need to know why. There is an answer, but they don't need to know. It's none of their business.
Mystery. Like
it's a mystery.
I don't even know.
You know, to me, I'll be honest. On my behalf, I don't see crap in him. I don't see no wrestling talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no potential. I don't see nothing where I can actually decide that I want to be on his corner.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary on Delta, I see a lot more. I see smartness.
He put on right. his glasses when he looked at me. That's why he can see more in me.
Well, actually, you know what?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. You know,
And I see a lot more in him. That's why I was like, okay, this guy has a way brighter future, way more potential, more ability, more talent.
Just keep stroking my ego.
Well, I got some stuff here. It says, I got a Kitty Franco saying, fuck Toxico. I got Ruben Hernandez saying, Delta and Toxico suck eggs. Charlie Miller. Let me see. I got Delta has one nutsack. That's what Franco said.
I'm a human yo-yo.
I'm sorry. He's saying, correct, one nut. That's what I meant to say.
That's not what you wrote.
One nut?
But
they're
not saying one peanut. Toxo eats. There you go.
We completed it.
I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole. Toxo says, Toxo eats peanut butter sandwiches the long way. I don't get that. Okay. And Kitty Franco is, Armando still cries about Vega in the one side way, and it doesn't matter.
I don't cry about it. There's no way.
He's saying it like you're yelling at a wall.
I know.
If you didn't pick up on that, like, that's my inner lingo. Like, that's my decipher of that message. That's like Mooncat's Franco's, like, statement towards you.
I'm not.
Like, if you didn't know this, then.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
And Jose Martinez saying, Jose Martinez saying Delta likes to be Toxico's little spoon.
Oh,
there you go.
Do they know something about you?
And Kitty Franco saying Vega is cool. Doesn't matter. Okay, there you go.
Mama Lu.
Suéltalo ya.
Mama Lu.
There you go. But we are 31 minutes into the podcast. We're going to come right back. Let's go and get our sponsors going, buddy. We'll be right back with you guys. Give me 1 second. Then go and put these on mute real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out. I'm going to put these little QR codes in the bottom right here. Big shout out to one of our customers here, Anora's Construction. Guys, residential and commercial renovation, remodel, name it. These guys are good, and they're very good at what they do. Give Tony a call. Phone was right there. I'll click on that QR code. Takes you straight to there. Tony's been doing a lot of stuff, man.
The concrete business is starting to take off for them, too.
Yep, and we have the Onoda's Concrete Business Solutions here. These are actually our new sponsors. They got – the guy is amazing, bro. The guy is amazing, brother. Bro, this guy got a contract through Edinburgh, City of Edinburgh, making parking lots for the courthouse.
Yep.
This guy is on the roll. Yeah. If you need somebody to do something for you, this is the guy you need to get a hold of.
This is the company
for you. Yes, company for you. Also, big shout-out to Freddy Honda, Pandora's Box, Inc. You're looking for a tattoo, hit up Freddy Honda. He'll give you good prices out there. Real good at what he does in his tattoo parlor. He does hold Bible studies on Wednesday nights, if I'm not mistaken. Great guy, man. You get a chance – let him know. Chew and you set you. And also, guys, just if you look at Chew, right behind Chew's back there, let me put the back right there. All the caps we got here in the bag, we got them here in the studio. If you are interested, let us know. We will gladly meet you somewhere, meet and greet, and we'll get you the cap that you want. And we'll let you know the prices.
That's our Chew and You podcast.
That's our Chew and You podcast. That's yes.
And
the Triple B.
The Triple B.
We got some Triple B caps out there. That's a different price, but we can give you that on the one.
We can give you a reasonable price
on it. Right, exactly. But big shout out to last night. Oh, no. Last Thursday night, we had gone to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And we saw a gentleman walking out. And he started asking, well, he's asking for a dollar.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, we'll give him a dollar. Not a problem. We'll help him out. And he was wearing our merch. He was wearing our cap.
He was wearing one of
so
our.
So I told, hey, man, yeah, give me that cap. We signed it for him. He realized who we were. Like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's you guys in the cap. Yeah, here you go. We'll sign it for you. And I gave him $5 to go get him. Go get him something to eat. Yeah. And I like what she was saying. Dude, I think we just ruined his cap.
I don't really remember him asking for an autograph.
We gave it to him. I don't give a rat's ass.
I don't give a fuck. You can't get an autograph if you want it or not.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So
this is $5.
Here's my guy out here. $5 and autographs? Gee, you're supposed to be paying me. Yeah. But anyways, we're back on the podcast here. We got some comments on the wall here. Hold on. I still got
I think that's a TV.
I actually got a Jose Martinez in Vega is short and Dwayne the Vega Johnson. We're short for Dwayne the Wayne Johnson. Vicente Aguilar saying, oh, man, someone looks good. Frank the Tank. Okie dokie. Okay. Chu wants to be Frank. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't got no problem with that. They go, this one-time Vega saved two buses full of kittens and old people from an oncoming train. Wow. Okay. Big shout out to that guy. Delta has just a little lad who likes to berries and creams. All right, sure. Why not? Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say. There's a lot of people, you know, and I was going back on some of the stuff you had on your Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Some of the past matches, I see a lot of pictures when you were tag team partners at the time. I didn't really go into the story to read more on it, but I can see that what you're saying now is about him holding you back, and plus management that you added on top of that. Now, no offense, Armando, offense.
Of course, yeah. This was before me, actually.
Right.
Basically, a lot of things, you know, he basically forgot who had made him sometimes a champion again. You know, that's what he forgot also.
Yeah, I did all the work.
You did the work. I just helped out. And then all of a sudden...
And he lost the belts.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he leave to Japan to actually go, you know, wash the underwears of the wrestlers over there. And, you know...
I needed a break, so I deported him.
You know, so...
Jesus Christ.
I sold him a one-way ticket.
Yeah, él es un way.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, and all that, he all of a sudden takes a belt because in reality he doesn't trust you with the belt over here defending it, which he actually did a lot more than him.
No, but I think it was just to keep his pants up.
And then here's another one. He goes, Mando, Vicente Aguilar, Mando, what do you see in Vega?
What do I see in Vega? I already said nothing. Mm. I don't see anything.
You see
nothing. You know what, Vicente? Let me go ahead and rephrase that. I do see something in him. The word is nothing. That's the only thing I see, nothing in him. You know, a wannabe who actually doesn't respect, who loves to lose people. You know, that's basically him, a backstabber. So now he knows how it feels to get backstabbed by the people that he thought he trusted, you know, turned on him and all that. The same thing that he did to us.
Right.
You know, so now you know the feeling, right? But then again, I'm not going to worry about it because guess what? I'm going to let Mr. Delta over here take care of business.
I was like, I just forgot my name.
I'll let Mr. Delta over here actually take care of that business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, believe me, you know, maybe, there might be a maybe where this Sunday I might just show up. Hmm. I'm not sure. It all depends. If somebody please give me permission, you know. she knows who he is. Okay?
She knows who he is. I'll let you off your leash. You can go.
I said, if she gives me permission.
Listen, you look at me like I'm.
No.
Okay. No. No.
So, I don't know. Maybe I can just show up, you know, in his corner just to basically
watch.
Just watch.
Let the boy watch.
Be on his side and just let him do his stuff in finishing.
I feel the tension.
And wannabe.
It's in my blood.
He's a wannabe. Wannabe tough guy. Wannabe, I mean, dude.
Okay.
One thing that I forgot with him is why the hell does he come out with dark-ass glasses from the flea market there, bro? And
Chinga.
Well, I know they're from the flea market because I already know who buys them for him.
He says,
I'm not going to go there.
It says Delta with his bounty money.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, wait. Well, now that I brought that up, I've been wanting to ask you that question. Why put up all that money on somebody who's not working?
First of all,
you know what? And this question follows up to this one. It says, Delta, what do you see in Kakawate? Do you 100% trust him?
Well, like we said earlier, he could piece my other missing nuts, so that's like the perfect blend.
That sounds like
insulted.
Chew. That sounds like love.
It's the other half of the sack.
It's the other half of the sack. japonés. Sí, calzón chingado. There you go. Chestnuts roasting.
Who asked that question?
That was actually Jose Martinez.
Jose Martinez. Jose, in reality, can you really trust anybody in any business?
Well, he answered the question also about the glasses. He says Bronco sold him the glasses.
Bronco sold them to him. Yeah, right there in the flea market, right there at the Alamo flea market.
And the reason, and that Maria has a very good point here. Mari says here, the only reason Delta has him in the corner so he can rub his head to see the future. Go ahead.
Maybe next time.
No! No! Oh, it's like that model. Freaking magic eight ball. See me back in 20 minutes.
I need more Windex.
You are aware of that.
Okay?
So
I'm the bounty money. I can Uber.
So answer the question. I mean, what? Do you 100% trust Cacahuate?
I think so.
You think so? That doesn't sound like a solid.
Can I actually answer that question?
Yeah.
He hasn't given me a reason for me to betray him and for me not to trust him and for me to do anything, to do what I did.
Right.
He has not given me, on the contrary, this young guy right here has actually shown me respect, has actually shown me trust, and he has shown me friendship. You know, which is basically one of the main things. Hmm. You know, you have to earn your trust, and you have to win it.
Right.
And up to right now, he has earned mine.
There you go.
You know,
it was easy.
You know, he has earned mine. Where it's, I don't see myself actually betraying this guy or actually turning on him. Because there's no reason. He hasn't given me.
Because I already broke my back. You can't back.
Well, I know.
Calm down, Mike Tyson. I broke my back. Hey, man, you leave Chu alone, all right, dude? You leave him alone.
What the hell is calling me, man, while I'm on the podcast, man? Somebody that...
Oh, Vegan.
I swear you. Hold on.
Oh,
what
God.
The hell did Vicente send me?
Or Vicente sent something. He says, stop. Ooh, oh, he's saying, stop breathing so hard.
Really? So he's sending me now that question? So what are you really seeing, Vega? LOL.
Boo.
LOL.
The chat didn't work, so it didn't interact.
Yeah. He sent it directly to me.
Yeah.
Vicente.
Well, text.
I wonder why my mom is calling me, dude.
Andale, carajo.
She's probably watching the podcast. I probably said something that I shouldn't
have. Yep, there you go.
Well, just in case, mom, if you are watching the podcast, madrecita, si está viendo este podcast.
It's not a virgin.
Mire, pero no estoy tomando. Mark me tiene con.
I got him apple juice today, man.
And I'm not joking. You know, he is taking care of me.
Yeah.
But he is drinking sips of my vodka.
I am taking some sips of that vodka.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's my driver. So don't worry.
Bad choice of driving people.
That way, if they stop me and I will say, why are you driving? Because he's still driving. And he's asleep, I'm not.
That's the only reason why I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah. Hopefully, man. I mean, hopefully everything will go well for you this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping, like I said, I'll be praying and everything for you, you know, in that match. And hopefully, I can try to beat him.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend. What's going on? What's around the corner?
This weekend, November 2nd at New Breed Into the Pits, I'm actually going to go one on one for the last time against Alberto Vega to end the trilogy feud. We already fought in the cage. I beat him, obviously. However, he cheated in the strap match. He used an illegal hold on me, choking me out. Mm-hmm. I was not ready because I didn't get to do a lot of joint exercise, okay?
Mm.
Not enough neck bridges, okay?
He wasn't hanging around.
Yeah.
He needed to hang around.
Yeah. Vega went to Japan, got tips of how they did those.
He did get the experience over there when he was actually putting the shoelace for the wrestler's boots over there.
Here's a question, and it's something that's very interesting about this, about talking about, now I'm piecing the stories together. This past Sunday, and now that the whole bounty thing is coming out, did you pay somebody to take him out Sunday night? Because there was an altercation in the crowd, him walking out, and he got his ass beat by one of the Killjoys. That would have been hilarious. But one of the Killjoys, went out and really laid the law on him.
He failed.
So was there a bounty on that?
No. The way the bounty system works is that anyone can gun for him, and as long as you show me proof that Vega's taken out and sent to the hospital and he is medically unclear to come back to the ring, then you get paid. That's the only way you cash it in.
That explains a lot.
So if you guys need an upgrade to your place, go get Vega.
Ooh. You heard it here. If you're watching, there's the bounty request. 200 grand. You're going to end up fans looking for me. He's going to be at work. What the hell?
I had to scam a lot of orphanages.
Wow.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, God. That's all good. It's all good.
What are you going to do? Go home and tell their parents?
Oh my God. Well, I get that situation. So this Sunday, you have in the pit, you will be squaring off with Vega.
One last time. And it's going to be in a hardcore domination match.
And Antonio said, I'm on it. It already. So that's what he's saying right now. He's going to go take care of business. Antonio Espinosa.
Okay, I'm not paying him. I don't think he's going to get
Oh my God.
The viewer here is not getting the
job done. Martin tried to take him out.
On a date
to Olive Garden. I didn't get that.
I was like, hey, I don't have enough money for the date. Can you pay me?
Say something, Chew. Please say something.
That sounds very efficient.
Martin,
Martin tried
on a date.
On a date to Olive Garden at 7 p.m.
What the? This was on a Sunday, man.
Martin wanted to give Vega his breadsticks.
Dude, you can read that between the lines however you guys want.
No, there's
so
only one way.
Innuendo, not swearing.
Oh my gosh. Hey, ask Delta about Dr. Pepper.
It's my addiction.
Really?
Yeah. I don't drink alcohol. I don't do drugs. I do Dr. Pepper.
Respect.
Anyway.
Respect, yeah.
Mr. Pibb. All right.
Smoke, it doesn't matter.
He said vodka on the thing, didn't he?
I mixed it up, bro.
Yeah, with Dr. Pepper.
Well, guys, on this portion of the show, I know last week we attempted the first. So you think you can carry a tune instead of like a tune? A tune. Today, we have the opportunity to have somebody on the podcast today. We chose, without a doubt, Mr. Armando Reyes to sing today for us. It's going to be something simple, dude. We're going to go old school mariachi. You're going to say Jose Alfredo Jimenez.
Okay, who the hell is he?
Oh, what do you mean, who the hell is he? He's not only the icon, but the number one mariachi in the world, my man.
Alfredo Jimenez, of course I'm going to be. He's well known. Come on.
So we're going to do here.
He wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people.
A whole lot of people.
Santa Fernandez. Yes. You know, Antonio Aguilar, you know, Flor Silvestre, all those.
Yes, he did. So, what we're doing here today. Well,
he's the same.
Same dude. Just change the names. Reincarnated.
I know that he actually said about Justin Bieber. Actually, I don't know if you actually saw that that show with Jeff Dunham and, of course, Peanut.
Yeah.
Actually, Canada gave us the worst thing. They gave us Justin Bieber.
Yes, this is true. today,
we are going to hold on here.
Separate screen. Yes.
You got to approve your opinion of people, dude. People's opinion of you.
Dude, I don't know how to sing.
Well, today, we're about to find that out today.
I don't know how to sing.
Well, Mondo, we need to find out the hard way. That's why.
Are you serious, Mark, that you're going to want me to actually sing karaoke?
Yes, you are going to sing karaoke. I'm not sure. Can you?
I'm an MC. I'm not a...
Well, today...
I'm not a singer.
Okay.
You want some pepper vodka? Oh, yeah. Hey, look, okay, bring me a beer. You know what?
No, I'm not bringing you anything. So you see that up there on the screen, buddy?
What?
More or less. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start up the song right now. I'll go.
Really, Martin Jr.? Yes.
Hold on.
What? Yeah. Seriously, you're going to want me to sing?
Yes, you're going to sing this
one. Which song?
There you go. We're going to sing El Rey, my friend. All right, let's see. I think I got everything.
El Rey. Seriously, why are you doing this, man?
Let me just see. Make sure you're up and talking to that mic a little bit.
I was actually going to tell you to put Pasito de Caracol.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Just in case my wife is actually watching the show.
Well, trust me, she's gonna love this.
Dude. Oh, hell no. I'm probably going to get home because of you. I'm going to get home and everybody's going to be making fun of me, especially my
daughter. They will not.
And especially my corgi and my chihuahua.
All right, dude. You ready? I'm going to put you on. We're going to mute our mics out. The only two mics are going to be on over there. So, Delta, just listen to the man's voice and let him. I know. Try to fall in love with the man. Here we go. Let's go and see here. Let's start.
Oh. Yo sé bien que estoy afuera, pero el día en que yo me muera. Sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar y llorar. Llorar y llorar.
Y dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así tendrás que quedar.
Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero. Y mi palabra es la ley. Pero sigo siendo el rey. Una piedra en el camino me enseñó que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar.
Un herrero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar. Con dinero y sin dinero hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie me mantenga, pero sigo siendo el rey.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Good
Dude,
job, manito.
Man, I can't wait to get home, and I can't wait. Oh my god, I'm glad that I have my Facebook page deactivated. I'm glad because right now it would be oh my god.
Dude, we didn't even put the auto tune on, bro.
That was your actual voice, homie. It was beautiful.
Man, I'm gonna see it later on tonight. If you you're laughing so hard.
Dude, it was amazing. I could hear it on my earphones. It sounded beautiful, dude. It sounded like an angel singing from the heavens, homie.
Yeah, you regret, man.
El niño llorón, chinga. El niño llorón. Bro, there's people on the web. They're saying it's amazing. They're saying that it's remarkable.
Dude, I'm saying when I get home, I'm going to actually
the wrong reviews.
Look, let me tell you. Let me see. This is here. He's just, I got Mari saying, wait for it. Wait for it. I go, yeah, exactly. And then Vicente, I don't know why you put this on there. Pinche auto-tune. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. And then Mari saying, someone grab him by the nut balls. Delta, please help him out. He says, let him go. I think they're squeezing him too hard.
The only way we got high pitches, I had to do this on the
Mando, when you go back and see this, you're going to have such a good laugh, because laugh is the best medicine in the world, man. I'm telling you right now.
And if you want a dignity, you should have gone to church.
So I can just imagine.
Oh. Your wife's gonna hold you, because baby, no, I love you.
Your wife is so proud of you right now.
Your wife is so proud of you right now, bro.
She's probably gonna be looking at me and say she's gonna start crying.
Let me put some happy music.
Oh, they're dude, I'm serious, Bart. I can't wait.
We'll show you the back play when we're done for the podcast. I can't, because they won't let me do it. No, so they won't let me do it.
We're already getting lawsuits from the family.
He doesn't even know right now.
The family of Jose Freddy Jimenez, first of all, please do not sue us.
We don't have
it. It was beautiful, Mando. Yeah. Beautiful, bro. Beautiful. Amazing. Like I said, like an angel singing from the heavens.
It was so touching.
Actually, right now, I'll be honest, man. Let's go a little bit more on this kind of situation.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Once I hear it, dude, I'm pretty sure I'm going to actually get a very good laugh about it, because...
You see, you were awesome, babe. That's what they're saying. Look, Diana.
Oh, really, babe? I mean, hey, man, you better not be laughing when I get home.
You got to go, oh, man, wait for the memes I have. It says I recorded the song. I'm like, yeah.
You know, like I said, I think any kind of laughter right now in my life is actually going to be more good.
That's what I want for you, bro. Yeah, that's what I really really want from you. I mean, like I said, this has been under wraps for a while. It's your call when you're going to decide to say something. But having this moment right here, this is something personally I will carry in my heart for the rest of my life, because it'll make me laugh so hard. Because you're like my brother, bro. I've known you for so many years, and you know,
bad singing.
But that's why I love this beautiful song you sang today.
Like I said, you know, any kind of laughter right now in my life actually will enlighten me.
Yeah,
you know, because obviously. Only certain people know my situation.
Exactly.
You're one of them. Delta, you're another one.
Mm-hmm.
And basically only the people that I truly admire, that I love, that I trust, those are the only ones that actually know what is happening to me. Unfortunately, Chu, I'll be honest, you're not you're not familiar with what's going on, but after the podcast, I will actually
address it
to you, so you could be aware. For everybody that actually knows about my situation, hey, you guys have enlightened me so much. You guys have actually been that positive, you know, throw at me. You know, you guys are throwing that positive vibes, and I love you guys for that. You guys, thank you so much for all that. Delta, you know, I feel bad, you know, because I'm not in your corner, you know, but I know that you can take care of the business.
Yeah, don't worry about
against anybody. It doesn't have to be under the wannabe. I mean, you're capable of taking on anybody on your own, you know. Hopefully one day I will come back, you know. But I still have to get your approval if you still want me on your corner, you know. That's
a there's a list, so you're going to have to, like, get in line.
Ching.
I have Martinez to be my manager now.
Really? Yeah, Martinez, what? You know what? I do see Martinez as a manager for some reason.
Yeah.
It'll be something very, very interesting.
You're in my sparkly suit, so maybe.
I can see him stealing food.
I know, right? Antonio Espinosa says, God is good, bro. He's going to take care of you. You know, that's
Antonio's, Antonio's another one.
Yeah, and Vicente Aguilar said also, me too, love you. But yeah, man, like I said,
I'll be there Sunday.
Okay,
yeah, I'll be there. You know, I might just show up in my suit and birthday suit. In my birthday suit.
Hey,
absolutely, my birthday suit. I might just walk out with you,
just a monocle and top hat.
You know, just for
out of the closet. You're
gonna dance with me.
Yeah, probably. Man, this guy's actually.
Because I'm hearing birthday suit. I'm all like, shit, it's gonna be a good night. That's love, dude. If you don't know what love is, you don't know.
Maybe, you know, I might just show up and for your match.
Okay.
You know, not just being in your corner, just supporting. I don't
need
to. No, I'm just naked. I don't need to get involved. I do not need to put my hands on anybody. Why? Because I know that I know what this man has. I know what he can do in that ring, and I know that he's gonna kick some ass on Sunday.
I'll probably pay someone else to do it, but
yeah. Yeah, I honestly thought Mondo, you're gonna take a curve. He goes, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just standing there. I thought you were gonna come on and say butt naked. I'm like, God, no, well,
okay.
Oh shit, ladies, bring the dollars. Don't worry, sweetheart. There's a coin slot in the back. If you throw some coins there. Swipe your debit card in the back. Don't expect any change.
I'm still proud. I'm still happy.
Danny, please be careful. Oh my God. Decline.
Decline. Nobody has fun.
And Antonio's saying, my wife will be on your corner. There you go. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
At the end of the show,
he says, take care of your health, Armando.
Thank you.
Oh. Hanging around Delta is hazardous to your health.
Frank the Tank, love you guys.
Yeah. Frank, look.
Frank needs to go to a mental asylum.
My Halloween costume. I'm going to see
Frank needs to go to a mental asylum. You saw him at the last show.
Mm-hmm.
That
was amazing.
He had like a clown come all over his face.
Bro. Ugh. Bro.
Okay, what was he on Sunday? Was he a joke?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wonder if he would like kind of, you know, to work all the way.
He used a poop stained diaper as a weapon.
There you go. Yeah, which was amazing. which was amazing.
I was there, but I was only there.
It was actually Mondo's. That's what you call commitment, Mondo. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I got
there. That's all
I was there. Just to talk about it. It was a giant
hurt. I don't have the balls to do anything right now. Yeah, and you're insulting.
So you're the balls to do that. Anyways, man, we're an hour and a minute. Hour and a minute to the podcast already,
yeah,
guys.
Okay. When I'm on the show, when I come, it's an hour and a half.
Hey, don't come.
No, don't come.
Come. Don't come.
Take take Freddie's advice. Relax.
It's an hour and a half.
No more Viagra for you.
Oh, okay.
No more Viagra.
I don't think I should read this, but I'm gonna read it.
This is a Frank says it wasn't the clowns, it was your mom spit him up.
Oh.
Wow.
End of the show. Turn the show off.
He saved all that from the end of the
show. Oh, God. Baby gets older and you tell her the story, bro.
Jesus.
And you have a question who the real mama is. Right?
The baby sits?
He has a baby. He has a child.
Yes, it's true. This is true.
Yeah, they all little
children. Yeah. Cute kid.
Puntable.
Cute kid.
Puntable.
What? Cute kid. I didn't say that, Frank.
Say that again.
Anyways, social medias, brother, that they can catch you, Delta. Go ahead.
Just follow me go to newbreedsow.com. Buy all my merchandise. The only merchandise you need to buy. Guess what? You can't buy this. It's sold out. You can only get it if you go to me, find me in person, and maybe I'll have your size if you're not too big.
Wow.
So in other words, he doesn't have size. Damn! Oh, no. Wait a minute. No.
Large, extra large.
You're asking. Jesus Christ.
Like Fluffy said.
Oh, hell no. But, guys, if you want to follow everything Christopher Delta, there is a QR code right there on the screen. Click on that bad boy. It'll take you straight to his profile, find out everything that's going on in his neck of the woods, that we can catch every match he's in and find out the outcome. Hey, maybe promos. Watch. Just keep in contact with that, because you never know. Something just might pop up on his end.
Before we finish.
Before
we finish.
Here we go.
I left it basically to the end. I got a small bone to pick with you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
A small bone.
Okay.
It's a small bone?
It's a small bone. Don't make it a big one. Okay?
It's a small bone? Do you need a blue pill?
That video that you made. Seriously, bro. You really have to put me dancing like that.
The move, bro. I've seen your moves, dude. They're exactly like that.
Those are not my moves.
They look perfect.
That video was good. I had a chiseling jawline. Dude. That's what we were talking about.
Yours came out really good.
You were here and I'm all that.
I run all my video through this man right here, and he said,
run it.
I'm telling you, dude.
And you have to listen to it.
Well, it's not it. It's Chew. But it was
first of all.
So you actually defend yourself, Chew.
Okay, first of all.
To Chew it.
How very dare you? It was a beautiful display of dancing.
I know.
So I thought all of your fans would enjoy, they did.
Yes, they did.
They haven't shut up about it.
I know about it.
And then the scene on top of what happened today?
I know.
Jesus, come on. Get out of here.
You're so multifaceted. You're like a shining star.
I tell you right now, if Madonna would hear this, when she's doing that Like a Prayer with a orchestra in the back, she hears this, she's going to be jealous. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, she is.
She's going to be so jealous, wherever she is.
But thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're happy you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Dan, wow. The things you do for people nowadays. Jeez.
You try to help a good friend out.
I know.
You picked a photo that was like 5 years old, dude.
You look good. No offense right now.
You look great.
I could have gone back and looked for a 1994 one, if possible, where you actually had hair. That would have been beautiful.
No.
But I know, I saw it. I have some photos saved when the time way before you shut down your Facebook. I got a lot. Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was. Don't worry. There's a lot more photos coming out, manito.
This weekend, forget about it.
I'm wearing. Hey, you know about me being in the corner this week? Now I'm wearing clothes.
You know, the only thing, of course, that he has been more respectful when trying to put me down, everybody, because I have been here. Everybody has attacked me.
I know, dude.
Well, that's his mistake.
He could have done it, but let me rephrase that. He's been doing it all night. It's just that you don't catch the lingo to it that he was having time. You see, look at the little smile on the night. You're like, yep, I've been doing it all night.
Just rewatch
it. It's that new thing.
I got to tell you right now, go home, whip out your Urban Dictionary, and figure it out.
And I'm going to say in this kind of language, you're fucking walking home. I'm sorry. We were not to use the word fucking.
Uber? Guys, I want to say thank you so much, man. You guys are always a treat to come in here, man, and give us a good show. Mondo, like always, man, keep doing what you're doing, brother.
And I hope that you actually invite me in December. You know who you're having in December.
Who am I having in December?
Vega.
No. Who am I having in December?
You're already on the list.
Don't worry.
What was that you just said right now? Me and who?
In the FC list?
No. Right now. Me and who? Here?
Oh, Vega. Yeah, your best friend. Your best video pal.
Wow.
Turn off the show.
Turn it off.
Turn off the fucking show 10 minutes ago. Callie,
but anyways.
You know what? Now you ruined my appetite and my evening, bro.
There went his steak.
You made me walk. I'm making you
sorry. No, of course, in December, I'll be here. You know who you're having.
Who am I having in December?
Yeah, the girl who actually has slapped me twice already.
Oh, yeah. Nikki Fuego. Real quick. Oh, yeah.
We love
Nikki.
She's so awesome.
She's so great. Nikki, if you're watching.
Give me about 2 more minutes with the show. As a matter of fact, she actually had a match against Abaddon.
I heard up in
here in Wexico,
the Elks.
That the Elks Lodge. Lodge. I mean, Abaddon. I mean, dude, you know who Abaddon is. She basically was a former AEW superstar from
right.
Dude, back then. No, just recently.
Oh, I don't know.
But dude, I mean, Nikki Fuego, God, man, that match, she did awesome.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she got hit by a fire extinguisher.
Well, no, but
put her right now.
Well, since you're getting the cat out of the bag, Mandito, I'll even say further much, people are still watching and still listening. The first week of December, we have a treat. Got a gentleman coming down from San Antonio, Texas, by the name of Rudy Gonzalez, owner of TWE, will be in the podcast, and he's bringing a wrestler from the WOW division to be in our podcast to be interviewed also. So that will be a treat for you to watch. I'm coming in for that one.
We're locking the door.
Yeah,
believe me. Yeah,
we're locking the door. Yeah, yeah.
So.
I'll see you later.
Figure out the date.
I know the date.
He's going to be calling every time. The current date, right? The current date.
Hey, I get out at
6.
I can be here at
7. Open the door!
No, guys, once again, Delta. What's that?
Yeah,
that'll
be the one and only.
What the hell does that say? Say that out loud. What is it?
I'm being held hostage by peanuts.
Oh!
What?
Yeah.
Guys, once again, Delta, thank you so much for coming to the podcast, man. I appreciate you taking the time and your busy time of your day to come out and enjoy some, have some fun with us, especially cutting down a little cacahuate here. It's a lot of fun to do that too, but I like the guy. He's a champ, man. He's a champ. He's awesome. He's a champ and a peanut, but I love him, man. He's like a brother. But no, other than that, man, thank you so much, both of y'all, for coming in, having a good time with us. Keep doing what you're doing. And good luck this Sunday, man. Good luck this Sunday.
He doesn't need luck.
Well, we will
he
see.
He doesn't need luck because Eli paid a lot of people to do that job. He doesn't need luck, but I know. Just all I can say, just in case if I'm not there, just be very careful.
Yes, Marty. Yes, that is true, Marty. Yes, I think it's time to get other females. Yes, I am. We are trying. We've reached out, and we just never got called back. So,
no reason being called
because of that thing right there. No, but I promise you this, the following season 7, which we are taking a hard turn towards wrestling, you're going to see a lot of characters, a lot of great entertainment wrestlers coming into the podcast, and just it's going to be awesome. 2026 is going to be one hell of a ride.
A lot of different promoters.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But guys, thank you once again for coming out. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen,
am I taking him home or what?
Yeah, you're going to have to take him home. I'm not taking him home. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. Chew, what did you think, buddy?
It's gone on way too long, dude. Just turn off the show.
I'm still kind of offended that he wanted us to take off that video with him dancing.
He obviously does not know what is happening with his life right now.
Right.
So we'll continue to do the beautiful song that he sang.
It was a
beautiful song.
It was a beautiful song.
It was beautiful.
Guys, I don't even throw this on the table. You know, any of you that can make a kick-ass meme of that song and I pick the best one, we'll give you a free cap.
Absolutely.
I will personally deliver it. You can look for it. It's on Facebook. It's on Facebook and it's on YouTube. What's up?
I will give them one of my actually wrestling shirts.
There you go. He's donating another nut. So, yeah. One of the wrestling shirts, Mondo will say he'll donate a wrestling shirt also. So
we'll go to your house and sing it live.
Oh, in the same tone. Yes, Frank, I understand that other females like Toxico. Why not?
All right.
Great show, buddy. Next week, we got another great show coming up. We have a local artist coming in. This should be a great show also next week on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Tune in, guys. This should be another one. Any last words?
Just turn the show off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Chew New Podcast, Thursday nights at 7:30. Thank you so much for tuning in and being patient with us and enjoying the craziness tonight. Happy Halloween, and let's get ready for this. Yeah, well, happy Thanksgiving is coming up. Thanksgiving. By the way, day before Thanksgiving, we got the Wolf King coming in. So be inside for that one, man. Mr. Eric Shadows will be in the podcast. Layers, Gators, sign us out.
I've been
you. I'm Ooh. Ladies, guys, see you next week. Ladies, bye.